She estimated that she'd arrive in Whittaker sometime after dark. Serenity hadn't gotten the early start she'd wanted. After announcing her intention to leave, she'd had to wait until Jane finished outfitting her for the trip. Her pack was much too heavy now, and so were her pockets, where she carried 4 extra magazines for the Glock 19 she'd acquired from Rafe, along with extra matches, some homemade deer jerky, and an extra flashlight. All that was in addition to the tarps, ropes, fire starters, water purification tablets, a filter, other supplies, food, and water. All of which she appreciated, but wasn't sure she'd need. Serenity had no clue what was going to happen when she finally found Jacob. Would his new folks freak out at seeing her at their doorstep? She didn't know. But she was going to try and talk them into heading back to Washington County with her. The idea was to squat on one of those scorched farms near Jane and Finn's place, fix up whatever was left of a house and some barns, and get their hands dirty farming. Hugh, Cody, and the rest of the crew could show them the ropes. Serenity just had this gut feeling that she, Jacob, and his new family could make a decent go of it there. She was betting on it, actually. The next bridge crossed over a road that gave her a view of the turnpike and the mass migration of refugees who were all likely leaving the Pittsburgh area and heading south. She paused for a moment, the weight of her mission causing her gut to churn. The masses were heading south, away from Pittsburgh and its populated suburbs for a reason. She was sure that none of them had gotten up that morning and just decided to take a leisurely stroll down the expressway with every personal possession they could carry. Was she being reckless? Was it foolhardy to believe that she could somehow slip into Whittaker unnoticed, find her brother, and then escape the borough without encountering trouble? Would she be putting her brother in even more danger by taking him away from the city? Her heart said no, but her mind screamed for her to turn around and join the masses fleeing south. She walked to the edge of the bridge, staring down at the road below. The route ahead was filled with so much uncertainty and unanswerable questions. But she couldn't live without knowing her brother was safe in this world gone mad.
"You gonna jump?"
a male voice called out. Her eyes searched for the source and landed on a 20-something man wearing a gold Pittsburgh Steelers shirt and a black and gold Pittsburgh Pirates baseball cap. He looked like he'd looted a sporting goods store. A pretty young woman stepped out from under the bridge and took his hand. "Don't do it," she said. Serenity snickered. "I'm not gonna jump."
"Things will get better, I promise."
Serenity wanted to ask her what planet she was living on. Obviously, she hadn't yet had to fight for her life, or she had somewhere safe and secure she was heading to think that way. Serenity shook her head as she turned and continued across the bridge. Even if the couple were heading somewhere with tall, thick walls stocked with enough food to last years, that wouldn't guarantee their safety. They would have to fight every day to keep their stronghold. What kind of life was that? No, things wouldn't be getting better for the foreseeable future. Just harder.